It's often the little things, small behaviors, that can change our lives. That's the power of a financial edge. I'm Ed Meek. I'm a financial advisor with a passion to help you retire early, save more, and live better. Welcome to Ed's Edge, the podcast to help you live the life you've always wanted.
Transitioning to retirement is easy breezy. Not a problem at all.
Sure.
Wait, not so fast, actually. Most actually find it really hard in a number of different ways. 25 years ago, I'm playing golf with my father-in-law. We're on the golf course. His best friend's playing with us. His best friend had just retired from 3M. And he had, he was talking about his retirement. It just happened that summer. And I said, so Jack, you know, like, how is it? And Jack's like, you know, I wake up every morning, have my cup of coffee. It's 8 o'clock, read the newspaper. It's 10 o'clock. And then it's 10 o'clock. And kind of he's insinuating, you know, like, I don't have a lot going on a lot of the time. And I was actually like, wow, you know, that doesn't sound like, you know, super exciting.
Right.
Exactly. So Jack was someone that was helpful for me to help other people realize, you know, when you're transitioning to retirement, you got to make sure.
Yeah. You know, with us being financial advisors, too, we want to hit home the point that transitioning to retirement, not just financially, other elements that we've experienced from the clients that we've served over the years. And so, you know, on the flip side, I think of a story of an individual who he's an analytical person. And I had a little bit of concern with his transition to retirement because there's not a lot of items to analyze when you're retired. But he has found such a phenomenal joy in retirement. They've moved to Florida now. Family's still back here in Illinois. And he makes these trips back about once, sometimes twice a year to see the family for weeks upon weeks, sometimes 2 months. And he has found so much joy in spending time with his grandkids and really getting to know them on a much deeper level than before when he was working.
I remember you talking about him, you know, when he first came on as a client. And sometimes we can kind of foreshadow, we can kind of see what people might struggle with. And that was a concern you had for him, but I'm so glad to hear, you know, that it's worked out great for him.
Yeah. He's found that purpose that we'll talk about soon, that fulfillment in that new chapter. So with all that said, you know, I have come across people who they're in their 50s, and Ed, I'm sure you've come across many, many more. They're in their 50s, and they let these outside factors determine when they're going to retire. For example, I will retire when I'm 65 because Medicare kicks in. Or I'll retire at 62 when I can first claim Social Security, 70 when I can claim it later, max it out. Or my grandpa retired at this time, and my dad did, so therefore
I when should. I get to that dollar amount.
Like or my $2 million that I want.
All right.
Right? Stop letting outside forces tell you when you're going to retire. That's a big deal to us. So retire when you're ready, and we want to help you get ready through overcoming some of these very common fears that people have.
The next one is, before we try to convince you to retire, if you like really love what you're doing, don't let those outside forces affect that as well. I mean, we've seen plenty of people that love what they're doing, and they can retire if they want, but they don't have to. I mean, we want to enjoy what we spend our time doing. And sometimes it's awesome. You know, not everybody's in that position, but it's awesome to be able to do that. And if that's the case, then just, you know, you're one of the minority, and really consider maybe doing it a little bit longer. And maybe if you can do it in a part-time way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, my father-in-law's example there, you know, he's working and loves it and keeping on. So, all right. Fears about this transition. We want to talk about them. Number one, the very, very common one, fear of running out of money. Mm-hmm. We have many podcasts about this whole topic. Cannot stress enough, have that game plan. Make sure that you talk with an expert. Use, you know, this isn't an Excel spreadsheet, you know, formula on running out of money. There's a lot of variables in doing this. Make sure you have a very solid game plan for ensuring that you will not run out of money, regardless of different environments in your life, because it will change.
That fear is a very valid fear, except in context. And you can put it in context. Like, we get this question a lot, like, you know, do you think I can do it? Like, am I going to run out of money? And I always say, it all depends. It depends on how much you're going to want off of your investments. How long are you going to live? And so we can actually help people understand that you don't have to worry about running out of money, but here's your circumstances.
Here are your rules of the road, right?
That's
the trade-offs.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So you can alleviate the fear a lot. Maybe you're not going to be super happy about it, but at least you'll know, and it'll help a lot with that fear.
Yep.
So the next one is fear of lacking purpose. So let's just face it. The reason we live is we have to have purpose. We have to have things we look forward to. We have to have hope. We have to have things that bring us purpose. And sometimes our jobs, our careers, they bring us purpose. They bring us identity. And when we don't do that and we retire, then that could become a gaping hole. So we want to make sure ahead of time that we start looking at things that will also focus on bringing purpose. I mean, I had a client who was a very wealthy person, had a business, and he was going to sell the business. And what happened was he actually went as far as, we don't see this very much, but went as far as hiring a counselor therapist person who actually, or like a coach who actually helped him figure this out ahead of time. So when he transitioned in, it wouldn't be a big problem for him, because like he would wake up at 5 every morning, go to work, you know, and he knew he had to replace that and do something different. So, you know, that's good. There's other examples in life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Traveling, you know, communities, a lot of those type of things can really help redefine what purpose is, which ties to really number three of the fear of getting old. Retire, it's what happens when I get old as I retire. Let's change that, please. Instead, this should be what's next. I'm moving on to my next chapter, right? Don't even use the word retirement. I know people who are in their 30s who are quote unquote retired, right? They have enough passive income or what have you. So let's not think of retirement as what happens when I get old. And if you're afraid that you're going to only hang out with retirees that are old in your eyes, join communities with young people, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it connects with the other one. I mean, volunteer. You volunteer, you get connected. Yeah. You can put yourself in positions with lots of varieties of different people depending on what choices you make.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's redefine what old truly means and what how that
right.
relates.
It's just another chapter. Mm-hmm. Just another chapter, right? Next one is fear of spending too much time with your significant other, your spouse.
Uh-oh.
I mean, not everybody's going to be in this position, but, you know, let's just say there's a balance in life and everything, right? And with some couples, you know, it's great to be able to spend most of your time together. And some couples, we need to do some things on our own. I mean, that's the case, you know, when you're raising children, you're never worried about that. But as, I mean, I'm kind of in that place now where we're now trying to find some things to be able, I'm not retired, but find some things to be able to do together. And we are, and it's great.
Kids are out of the house.
Yeah. But when the time comes, which is many years down the road, hopefully because I love what I'm doing here, we will continue to do that. And you'll just want to find a balance. You want to talk about it ahead of time, talk about it along the way, just because it's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think back to time with the spouse and, you know, often during our working years, both parents are working. Sometimes one's at home with the kids, but then we're both home. And now what? And so I, you know, when you mentioned that hobbies, individual hobbies, joint hobbies, that will help quite a bit. So, All right. One final point to all this is the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
We as humans, we crave certainty, right? We always want an explanation for something. We always want a path and, you know, to be very, very linear. Retirement is unknown. What am I going to be doing? Who am I hanging out with? I want to, you know, plan for that, plan my days.
But income going to come off my investments? What's it going to look like? I was used to getting a check. Yeah. I'm not going to be investing anymore. I mean, that's a big one. It's interesting. You know, people are like, oh, I was always investing. Now I'm not doing that anymore. It's just so many unknown things that you have to transition to.
And I'm going to steal something to overcome that fear of the unknown. Obviously, all these first items that we've talked about will help. But if you think about the mindset, instead of these goals that we always have, right, you've made it towards that retirement. Think about the journey and enjoying the journey. Life is not linear. enjoy that journey, enjoy the unknown, right? It's kind of exciting because if life was planned out for you, wouldn't it be boring?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the journey. I love that. That's a good one.
Yeah. So it's not mine, but some of the best ideas are stolen.
All the best ideas I have are stolen.
Yep. Yep. So, all right. Those are our tips in overcoming some fears when it comes to making that transition, thinking about that transition towards the next chapter, not retirement.
Yep. Yep. Good stuff.
All right. With that said, it is time for Ed's Food for Thought.
I still don't have the hat. Do you think I should fake it? I won't fake it this time.
Okay.
All right. So this is a place. So as you know, sometimes it's a recipe. Sometimes it's a place. Sometimes it's just an item at a certain restaurant. So we've now moved to downtown Wheaton. It's an awesome location. There's so many great things around here. And three buildings west of us is this awesome location called My Half of the Sky. It's a coffee shop. It's quaint. It's in a house, you know, an old house. And so it's just got a lot of character.
I've never been.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we got to go there. Okay. But I just was introduced and met the owner. And it's a woman. Her name's Renee Polino.
And is she paying you to talk about this?
No, she's not. She didn't even know I was disclosure. Doing this. So I did take a picture when we just had the meeting a couple of days ago because I knew we'd be doing this and I knew I was going to bring it up with, you know, the place. But it's not just a great coffee shop. I mean, just go there for that. But it has a great concept behind it too. She gives some of the profits of this organization for the disenfranchised, for people who are taken advantage of, who need help. And it's just a wonder. She has a great heart. She loves helping people. Her whole spirit is about loving others. And it's a great organization. And if you need a good coffee or cold, whatever, I mean, and they have great food items there too. So give it a check. Check it out when you go downtown Wheaton.
Sounds wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks everyone for watching. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks. This podcast represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time, should not be relied upon as investment advice, and is not intended to predict or depict performance of any investment. Any specific recommendations or comparisons that are made as to particular securities or strategies are for illustrative purposes only and are not meant